This is Aaron Stark from Chanhassen, Minnesota, and I'm part of the KQ's Military Takeover.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Military Takeover on KQRS. It's hour number two. We're going to get to our next military vet. So stoked to talk to this guy. He is the youngest military guest DJ we've had in the 2 years we've done it. His name is Sergeant Aaron Stark. How are you? Step up to that microphone.
How's it going, everybody?
Here he is. It's our second military vet on our takeover. His name is Aaron Stark from Chanhassen, Minnesota. We're going to play your first song, get some music going, get you all psyched up, and we'll come back and meet you and talk to you about your service. So what's your first song you want to play today, and tell us why?
All right, this one goes out to my dad, Bob Stark. He wanted to hear some Lynyrd Skynyrd, Red, White, and Blue.
92 KQRS, you're listening to the Military Takeover as we celebrate Veterans Day 2017, as we are inviting various Minnesota vets, one every hour until 6 o'clock tonight, as guest DJs. That's why we call it the Takeover. And our next military vet, we are so proud to have him here. And you know what? His name is Aaron Stark from Chanhassen, Minnesota. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great. You know what? You have the honor. Well, you have a dual honor. You have the distinguished honor of being a serviceman in this great country, but you're also the youngest military vet we've had in the 2 years we've done this show.
So, and you know what, Scott? He's already lighting up the phones. We have a message from Big B for Aaron.
Okay, go ahead.
Shout out, just a shout out and thanks for your service from Big B, Aaron.
Oh, thank you. That's my dad, Big Bob.
Oh, your dad. That's
probably
wonderful.
I'm assuming.
Well, is there more than one Big B?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Aaron Stark, sergeant in the military, 31 years of age, recently transitioned out of the Marines after 8 years of honorable service. Congratulations and thank you so much. Boot camp in San Diego, then Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Within a year, Aaron was deployed to Afghanistan, receiving the Navy Marine Corps Achievement Medal with Combat Valor. Also a combat action ribbon. He finished his service to our country at Camp Pendleton in California, and he is totally stoked to be a guest DJ on KQRS. Tell us about your service. What was it like? What did you learn?
Well, I just learned how to be a better person, really, I guess. I mean, not that I was a bad person before, but joining the Marine Corps really taught me a lot of, you know, things about, you know, working well, and you know, going over to deployment, you know, made me see a lot of different things, and just made me the person who I am today.
Great. Well, I know your dad's very proud of you. He just called in to say hi. We got to take a quick break. We got some great music that you picked out today. Petty, Stones, Animals, all kinds of stuff. That's next on KQ's Military Takeover. 92 KQRS. Back live with the Military Takeover today as we celebrate Veterans Day 2017. I'm Scott Jamieson from KQRS, along with various Minnesota vets all day today. And our next vet we have with us right now, very proud to have Aaron Stark from Chanhassen, Minnesota. Went to high school, Chaska, year 2004, right?
Yes.
You played hockey in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite Minnesota Wild player right now?
Still got to give it to my boy, Mikko Koivu.
Mikko! That's awesome. Now, you went into the service when you were 23 years old. You're now 31. Yep. I mentioned earlier you're the youngest Minnesota vet on our show today. What's up next for you, Aaron? You were all over the world in Afghanistan, Camp Lejeune. You went to California, Camp Pendleton. What's next for you now that the service days are over?
Well, right now, I mean, working for my dad, doing cement business or whatever. That's winding down since the year's pretty much done with for that. Mm-hmm. Enrolled for classes at Normandale right now. I'm going to go for 2 years and get a law enforcement degree, hopefully get hired on somewhere in the metro area.
That's awesome. Congratulations with that. You know what? There are so many military vets that transition into law enforcement and first responders and firefighters and police. And, you know, I know Tom Bernard in the morning has been so supportive of all of those people, and he'd be happy to hear that. So congratulations on that. And thank you more than anything for your service. But you know what? We're here today to rock. You love classic rock. You're a big KQ guy. So let's see here. What is next on your list that you'd like to play and share your music? Oh, we got to talk about Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Candace.
Yep, we're live on Facebook. You can join us, facebook.com/92KQRS. You can send Aaron a kind message or ask a question. We have people listening from Vegas, Kentucky. It's really cool. So go on, join the conversation with us on Facebook Live.
All right. What's up next, Aaron?
All right. Well, this one's going to go out to one of my good buddies from the Marine Corps. His name's Joseph Lopez. Him and his family, they're like huge Minnesota Vikings fans. So that's, you know, good for the people here to, you know, listen to that. But this one goes out to you, Joe. It's Tom Petty, American Girl.
92 KQRS. We are live today on Facebook. We've got a great team helping us here today. I want to say thanks to Jay Philpott, Ray Eric, Candace, Christina, Connor, Gary. We're all supporting our military vets today on Veterans Day 2017. Also, a quick thank you to our supporting partners today. Costco Woodbury really stepped up. For every veteran on the air today, they get a free one-year membership. So awesome. Captain Ken's is here providing our vets and their families visiting with their amazing chili. It's so good. Thank you, Captain Ken's. Butterball Turkey, giving each Minnesota vet a Butterball Turkey for the holidays. And St. Anthony location of Brugger's Bagels, catered breakfast for everyone today. So thank you for everyone stepping up. And Aaron Stark from Chanhassen, Chaska High School, 2004, a big hockey guy. Oh, man, what was it like? Just try to share some of your experiences of being in the service overseas. What was it like for a kid from Chaska and Chanhassen?
Well, I mean, right when we got there, it was February 2011. Basically, had no idea what to expect. Took about a month before we went out on any convoys. We ended up doing 36 convoys throughout the year. So from February 2011 to February 2012. I want to say our last convoy was in January. But going outside the wire was, you know, it was interesting. You got to see how the Afghan population, you know, people lived and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll admit, you know, going out there outside the wire, every time we went on a convoy, you know, I had the feeling something bad could or might happen. I know throughout the year we encountered 87 IEDs, with, you know, one vehicle impact on ours. So, but nothing really too extreme. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may sound extreme, but no, I know that nobody on any of these convoys ever passed. So
when you say outside the wire, what does that mean?
So we were on Camp Leatherneck, and that's like being on base or whatever inside the base. And then when you leave Camp Leatherneck to go out in the open desert, it's we say outside the wire. So we would just take, you know, do convoys and go from FOB to FOB and escort fuel. So the other FOBs, forward operating bases, they can you know, stay up and running with mm-hmm. fuel. So,
yeah, you guys really leaned on each other, I bet, in those times, right? Everybody had everybody's back.
Yeah, pretty much. You can, yeah, say that. So there were times when, you know, we'd get in firefights and stuff like that. I know there was one time, there was two pretty significant events that occurred that, you know, were successful on our end, I guess. But we were getting ready to be ambushed, you know, so we saw it, you know, we had air UAVs on station and everything, and we just saw them setting up and doing all this stuff. And we actually, this was at night, we waited till the morning to go through. And then as we started pushing the convoy through, that's when everything started happening. And then within 5-10 minutes, we, as my team, I was on a fire support team, called in and dropped a 500-pound bomb on the compound. And that was basically the end of that. And then there was another event, I guess. We were doing a medevac, and it was in a hot LZ, meaning, you know, we're getting shot at and everything, and we had to get the guy out of there. And I was actually up in the gun. We had a 50 cal, and I'm out, you know, looking around, making sure, you know, looking for what I can. And all of a sudden, you know, it's, I guess I was told it was an RPG. It ended up hitting, it was a empty, like, 10,000 gallon fuel tanker, and you just heard like this explosion. And I just remember kind of dropping down into the gun, and I was like, what, you know, what's going on? But, you know, that was, those were the two that I remember the most, really. Mm. So,
man, it is guys and women and people like you that we're all here today. I'll tell you that much.
Yep, and we're on Facebook Live, too, so you can join the conversation. You can send Aaron some kind words, ask him a question in the comment section. Just go to Facebook Live /92KQRS. Shelly Stark says, Aaron, I'm so proud of you. Love, Aunt Shelly. And Cheryl Stark says, hi, Aaron. We love you so much, Dad and Cheryl.
Thank you.
It's great to have family and friends behind you during these times, and it's we're very proud of hosting you today on KQ's Military Takeover. There's more to come. But, you know, let's get back to some music. What do you got up next? Oh, by the way, these playlists that you hear today are all from the vets themselves. They generated them, came up with them, so it's nothing we did. They get all the credit.
So this one, it's a friend of Joe Lopez's, buddy Jax. He wanted me to try to squeeze in some Animals, House of the Rising Sun for him. So here you go, Jax.
92 KQRS on our Military Takeover 2017 version on Veterans Day today, November 11th. And we are so proud and happy to host a bunch of Minnesota military vets as guest DJs all day today. It's kind of our little rock and roll, classic rock way to say thank you for your service and all the things you've done to protect this great country. That was Jimi Hendrix, Freedom, and a great song to kind of wrap things up with our military vet guest DJ this hour, Aaron Stark from Chanhazen, Minnesota, a 2004 graduate from Chaska High School, hockey guy, cement guy, and somebody who put his life on the line in Afghanistan so all of us can remain free. So thank you again for your service. And, you know, we've got one more song to play. But before we do, is there anything you want to share with the listeners, family, friends, thank yous? The floor is yours, Aaron.
Well, I mean, I just want to thank, you know, KQ for selecting me, you know, to be an honorary DJ. I never thought it was really going to happen. And, you know, sure enough, I get that phone call, and I was actually pretty surprised to get it. So I'm excited to be here. Just want to say hello and give a shout-out to all the friends and family listening. There's too many of you to name, but you all know who you are. I know I got people in California listening in. First Sergeant McEwen, I know you're listening right now. You were my best staff NCO that I had throughout my 8 years. I know we were only together for probably 1 or 2 years, but out of all eight, I can say that you're probably the best staff NCO that I had. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron. Candace?
Yep, we're live on Facebook. If you want to go to 92KQRS's Facebook page, you can send Aaron some kind words, ask him a question about a service. A couple of fun messages from your friends if you want to hear them.
Oh, boy.
They're not bad.
Okay.
Steve Stramp says, go A-Rod. Thanks for your service.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Vanessa Squire says, the Rod. Thanks, man. We're listening.
Oh, yeah.
And this is really special from Joseph Lopez, who you mentioned. Thank you, Aaron, for your sacrifice. When a father, mother, and son shared their Thanksgiving and Christmas meal together, opened presents, and watched the Vikings game, your mom and dad were missing their son. Because of your sacrifice, we can have those moments and enjoy the precious things in life without having to sacrifice ourselves. God bless you. God bless your family. And God bless America.
Wow. Joseph is always one for good words. So,
amen, brother. What a way to end it. Thank you, Aaron Stark. This is KQ's Military Takeover.